Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. Hello, friends.
Hello, Corbin.
How is your supermarket?
It's fantastic.
Yes.
It's a gorgeous facility.
You know, the one time that we were at a supermarket, I don't know why I'm calling it supermarket, grocery store.
Because you're 90?
Well, there's a question on here from our buddy Ranch Pizza about the TV show Supermarket Sweep, and so now I'm calling it supermarket.
Yeah, that was great. When you hear that beep, it's time for Supermarket Sweep.
But we were in Burleson, and this was in like the early 2000s, and somebody walked up to me before the show started, and they go, "Hey, you know, Kelly Clarkson's back there shopping." I was like, "What?"
Yeah, Burleson's own.
And so I walked back to the back of the eye or to the back of the store, and sure enough, Kelly Clarkson and two of her friends were shopping in like the ice cream aisle. And so I walked over to her. Shut up. I walked over to her and I go, "Hey, I know this sounds weird. We're set up over there doing a radio show. Is there any way you could stop by? You know, we're local, blah, blah, blah." And I think this was right after she won,
which was
whatever show
American
she
Idol.
Was on.
Yeah. She won the first season.
Yeah. And she goes, "Oh my God, if I did, it would just cause such a stir here. And it would just be weird. And I don't want to do it." And I'm like, "I totally get it. I just thought I'd ask." So I walk back over there, we start the show, and seriously, 15 minutes later, she walks right up there to our broadcast site, and she goes, "You know what? I think I want to do this." And she was awesome, had her on for like 15, 20 minutes, whatever, such a sweetheart of a girl. But man, she was right.
Oh, did it cause a stir?
Dude, within 20 minutes, that place was teeming with human beings.
Awesome. Like,
and school had just gotten out too.
Oh, no.
And so parents were calling their kids. The kids were coming out. It was crazy. And they were like, "Who are these people that were?" And she hauled ass. Like, she got out of there. And then they walk over to us and they're like, "Well, where's Kelly? Who are y'all?" We're like, "Well, we're not much. Thank you."
I just don't know the numbers that show will do now. But when it first came out, she won the first season. That show was as big as it gets.
Yeah, it was huge. It was absolutely huge. Like 30 million people were watching it big.
Right. There's no way they get those numbers now.
No. I think watch it.
No. Okay, speaking of Supermarket Sweep, who would win in a battle between the three of us? Who would know more about what is in a supermarket by way of pricing, by way of products, by way of branding?
Do you do the shopping in your house, Corby?
I do go shopping. I don't do the shopping. I'm one of the, "Hey, can you run pick up this or that guy?"
Right. Yeah. I don't do the majority of the, I don't do the shopping in my house. I'm not going to even say majority.
I went to the grocery store last night.
How about that? So maybe you are going to win. Supermarket sweeps. I would not fare well.
I feel like I could do okay, but it has to be my grocery store that's right by my house that I've memorized over the last decade.
Yeah, it'd be rough to do it. Yeah, because items that I don't eat, I'd have no concept of where they are.
And I always
and you only eat like four things.
Right. So I'd be like, "All right, I'm done." And they'd be like, "Those aren't our items. That's
yeah,
what I'm
like
gonna
Matt
eat.
Would kill it in turkey, sauerkraut, and tortillas.
And kale.
Kale.
Yes.
Right. He'd know the exact price. But I always shoot too low. And you'll say, "Okay, what's the price of this?" And I'll tell you. Then you show me. I'll go, whoa, what the hell? Really?
How much do you think Honeycrisp apples are?
I don't know. $1.49 a pound. Is that ridiculous?
Holy
I'm gonna
crap.
Say three.
Oh, is it $1.49 a pound? How about
that? Right behind you.
Boom, let's
That's
go.
That's amazing.
Maybe I will win.
That's kind
I
of badass.
I didn't even see it.
I know, it's behind you. That's incredible.
Thank you.
Well, Donnie's a champion.
If you had to choose between a life without music or a life without books, which would you choose and why?
My God, that may be the easiest question ever asked here on The Birdhouse.
For you?
Yeah.
You know, what's the last book you read? Steve Irwin.
I would happily burn every book on the planet.
Yeah, I can't live without music.
Not a chance.
No. Hmm. And even if I read on a good pace, even if I read at a Tim Kalashaw pace, I still wouldn't give up music.
No.
Can't do it. Soothes the soul, man.
I mean, I read every single day, and I don't know that I listen to music every single
day. Do you
day.
Read books, or do you, yes. are you just reading?
No, I read books. I read books. Yeah.
Well,
I don't read a book a day, but I read for, you know, 30 minutes usually every night. Sometimes on Saturdays, I mean, I've read for 2 or 3 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday morning if
the
I have
book
nothing going on.
Here.
Yeah, but I can't. Imagine not going to concerts. That's such a big part of my existence. I can't imagine. No, I couldn't do it.
But see,
I would
that's
go
the
insane.
One thing. I don't go to a ton of concerts.
I could easily never go to a concert again.
Man, I don't know if I can say that easily, but it's been a while since I know it's not out of town, so I can say that I do know a concert that I'm going to here in February that's going to be in town.
Supposedly.
And that's the first one that I've been to in a while because every one I want to go to out of town has been canceled. I'm on an impressive streak, Corby.
I think last year, or this year, I guess, starting in February, I think I went to like, I've been to 20 shows.
Oh my God, that's incredible. I don't know if I've been to 20 shows in my life.
You haven't been to 20 concerts in your entire life?
I'm sure I have, because I've seen Pat Green a bunch.
But yeah,
I
bet you
consider that concerts or shows. There's a difference.
That's a concert, dude.
It's a concert.
Of course it is.
I've seen Pat Green probably 20 times, just him, in my life.
Well, what?
Then you've been to shows.
Then, yes, I was exaggerating. You've been to 20 concerts.
You were what? What were you doing?
I don't know what word I just said.
What did
wasn't
he say?
The one that you tried to
no,
say.
No, I was trying to think, when's the last concert that I went to?
Oh.
I haven't been to one this year, I don't think.
My favorite thing to do is go to the out-of-town concert.
Well, me too, but I've tried, and I'm on an impressive streak of it getting canceled.
That's like, because you keep seeing old acts that are dying.
No, they're not old acts. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, they aren't old.
Why did they cancel?
Man,
because of the writer's strike.
Got sick and passed away.
Yeah, I think I've been to 2 shows in the last 2 years, and they were both Pat Green. One
okay,
at the
those
and
all
one
count.
At Jub Jam.
The only time I've been to a show out of town was the Orchestra Noir in New Orleans, like a couple
Ever?
Years ago. That I've been trying to scratch the itch, Corby. I went to try to go see Busta Rhymes in Vegas. That got canceled. Dr. Dre and Snoop in California. That got canceled. I tried to go to another one in Vegas, and that got canceled. What am I supposed to do?
Man, you got to plan better.
Nice job! Maybe I need to go to a show at Red Rocks. That never gets canceled.
Yeah, go there.
Dude.
There's no one that's playing there I want to see.
Doesn't matter. You just need to go to Red Rocks.
Okay.
Will you take me to Red Rocks, Corby?
Yes, I'll take you to Red
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat, I would take you to Red Rocks.
Maybe we'll go.
We need to find someone that I'll know at least one or two songs, though.
Okay, do you think that if you put together, Donovan, your 50 favorite songs, and then Matt put together his 50 favorite songs, and I put together my 50 favorite songs, who would know the most of the others?
Matt would know more of yours than he would mine. Like, way more yours. He may not know 3 or 4 of my list.
That's correct.
I wonder how I would do with your list.
I got you. Here it is.
I think you'll be fine on my list. You'll at least heard of the artist and maybe the song. You may not be too familiar with it.
Do you like this guy?
Okay.
Because on February 7th at Red Rocks, Big X The Plug.
Oh, Dallas' own.
He's playing at Red Rocks featuring him, Smino, Mick Jenkins, and
is that Mino's brother?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Smino.
Smaller version.
Mick Jenkins and Pawpaw Rod.
Don't know any of those other guys.
So that's there you can go. I just say this?
That's going to be cold.
February 7th at Red Rocks?
That's crazy.
No, oh, I got it. I've got it.
Okay.
I have got it. April 20th, 420, Ice Cube, along with Big Boy, Scarface. It says Czarface.
Oh, okay.
What did you just...
It says Czarface.
How do you spell it?
C-Z-A-R face. Czar.
Okay. Okay, maybe that's someone different. Okay.
Featuring Inspecta Deck of Wu-Tang and 7L and Esoteric.
What? Boy, you're not going to be on the poster, I'll tell you that much.
No.
Go yeah. see Ice Cube. Oh, Wiz Khalifa's playing Sunday, April 19th.
Whoa!
Dude, I'm Wiz.
He has that one with Ice Cube there. And Wiz Khalifa.
I'll right, go to that Corby, 420 show with
April
you,
April 20th? You want to do it?
What's a day?
Monday.
I don't know.
It's a Monday.
Damn it.
April 20th.
You have like 1,000 vacation days.
Or just go with Corby.
Why don't
on May
we
2nd?
Do Wiz Khalifa on a Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday it's Wiz Khalifa, 2 Chainz, Burner, The Underachievers, oh. Chevy Woods, and DJ Bonix.
Puff Daddy?
2 Chainz. Okay. I can dig on some 2 Chainz.
And that looks like fun too.
If you want to go, we'll
are they
go.
Better than Starship? No, they're not.
Yes. They are.
Let's see if we can do that, Corb. I'm down with it. I would love Dude, to visit Red Rocks with you.
It's
See, look,
just
I made a date.
Even in April, it'll be colder than balls, and I'm not joking, like long johns and wool cap and all that stuff. So
we'll keep warm,
it's cold.
Though.
It's cold. But, yeah, I know how to make you warm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
You're on a mountain.
Let's see. As a fellow Gen Xer, this is from Andrew. What is your sports pet peeve? For him, it is the traveling, carrying allowed in basketball.
That's gotten so out of control. It's amazing how they allow carrying now. I mean, these guys don't even try not to.
Yeah, carrying is bad. I think the travel rule, if referees will tell you, has changed a bit. And what you perceive as a carry basically is not because of the gather step and all that. So they'll tell you that. What kind of gets me, though, my pet peeve, seriously, and it's because we were just talking about Oklahoma City, the superstar whistle, to me, is kind of getting out of control, and it's SGA-related. Man, that dude pushes off every single time, and then it's the foul against the
Love
other defensive
it.
Player.
A little mid-range
like,
float.
What can you do? Like, it gets me. It really, truly gets me. And, yeah, it's hate for the Thunder because they're really good, but that is a huge pet peeve of mine.
I don't like these college kids getting paid.
Well,
I don't like.
There's a lot of people that hate that. There's a lot of people in our generation that hate the new kickoff rule, that hate the way quarterbacks are protected in the league.
I would say that. I think the quarterbacks are out. It's a little out of control with the way, like, oh, did he wrap him up? Did he pull his hands back? Did he completely fall on him?
Yeah, the weight on the player is a huge pet peeve.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of times there's just nothing they can do. Let's say the Cowboys.
What about you,
Corby? What's that?
What's your pet peeve?
Mine is probably, I would say I'm really turned off by the foul merchants out there in the league, whether it's SGA or, you know, Dwayne Wade when we were going through that run. Really anybody that takes it to the hole. Harden, I couldn't stand the way the rip throughs. Like, and they're, you know, I feel like they're trying to change things in the NBA, but it's almost impossible because these guys are so freaking good at the sell job and they know the rules perfectly and they know how to adjust the rules. And that makes me insane.
Yeah, that rip through is frustrating too. I'm glad you mentioned that. It is a frustrating aspect of the game. It just makes it clunky, stops it down. For something, if you're trying to defend, then they can take advantage of it. So until they change the rule, it's just going to be where it is.
And I did hate Hack-a-Shaq. Like, I'm glad that they've adjusted that rule.
That's one that didn't bother me. If you can't make your free throws, then that's on you.
Well, and, you know, baseball people would say the shift. It's like that. Hey, hit through the shift, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of bothered me that they adjusted that. But in the end, you don't even notice it. It's not like it's a big deal.
Right. No, you're right. They still can't hit in baseball, no matter if there's a shift or not.
Right, exactly. Let's see. The Cowboys win the Super Bowl this year. Does Jerry retire as GM on top as the franchise doubles in wealth?
No.
It would be a good time. It would be funny, though, if they ended up going on this run. By the way, did you hear our bet that we put down for the crew?
I did. You guys are so,
did you hear
so
this, Matt?
Proud of it, too.
Matt, did you hear this?
What?
Okay, so me and Bob, as a Christmas gift for the crew, we put down $1,000 for the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. And we would split it if they do win. And the payoff is $60,000.
Okay.
And they're going to split it amongst the crew if that hits.
That's fantastic.
So would you rather have that? Would you rather have that as a Christmas gift or like a $100 gift card to your favorite restaurant?
Oh, that's fancy.
Give me the bet.
Yes.
I would love to live and die by everything.
Yeah. Right, right. I mean, they're not going to win, but.
But I mean, it may end tomorrow.
Yes, it may end tomorrow.
Right?
It'll take a severe.
Or a gift card to my favorite restaurant.
Severe dent tomorrow. Maybe not end.
Yeah, like. And that's the thing. They don't. I'm not going to give you a $100 gift card, Matt, to the turkey kale wrap
right,
place.
The turkey wrap joint.
There's not a restaurant called that.
But if we made one, you'd be an investor,
oh,
and you'd be
that.
In there every single day in line.
The usual Mr. McLaren?
That would be kind of awesome.
They say your name and you walked in. Matt!
Oh, hey, God, guys. He'd be a hero. They only serve that in local beers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how would you do in supermarket sweep on the beer aisle?
I'd do really well, depending on where what state we're in. I mean, if we're in Texas, I could crush it. I feel like.
Do you know all the prices and everything?
I have a good, pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, handle on it. It's called handle.
Man, my brain.
Who are your least favorite local players of all time? People you couldn't wait to be released or traded. Mine was Greg Hardy and A-Rod.
Yeah, Greg Hardy would be up there.
A-Rod,
Sean Avery, when he was with the Stars, I couldn't believe we signed him one to begin with. Corey Perry, honestly, because I couldn't stand him with the Stars. Greg Hardy, for
sure. Have
there
been any Mavericks you've hated, Donovan?
Just maybe hated the way things played out. Like Rondo, I was really ready for them to get rid of him because of the way that thing happened when you had that expectation and then he just seemed like he didn't care.
I didn't like when we signed DeAndre Jordan finally.
The second time?
Yeah, because I just thought, like, oh, now you'll come here when you're done.
Right.
Like,
right.
I didn't like that.
The Derek Fisher thing drove me insane.
Okay, I can see that.
I didn't mind A-Rod because I thought when we originally signed A-Rod, now getting rid of him, I guess, if that's the question, yes. But remember when they signed him, I couldn't believe the Rangers got a guy like that and spent the money to go get him.
And he wanted to come to Texas,
right,
even if he had the money with him.
I remember reading that in the paper that next morning and be like, no, oh, my God, that we got A-Rod?
Well, Corby, thank you so much, man. We truly appreciate it. That's
way
the Birdhouse for this week. Thank you, P1s.
Well, see you later.
Every single Wednesday at 11:30, the Birdhouse, not the Boardhouse, the Birdhouse with Corby Davidson.